Thank you, Lord. Amen. And good morning, family. It's so good to see you all on this morning. And to our visitors, God bless you. Welcome. So glad to have you. With this being first Sunday, wow, the first Sunday in November, somebody say amen. Happy New Year, amen. We were just saying it, and now we're really getting ready to start saying it again. But with it being first Sunday, it is our communion Sunday. So it's time for us to just kind of reflect on one of the last commands that Christ gave his disciples, which includes us. So if you would, open your Bibles with me to the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 28. And so I'm going to teach just a little on communion. I'm just going to give the message before the message, if that's okay. If we have a message before the message, amen?
Amen.
As it ties in with communion. And remember, in Corinthians, it tells us, Corinthians 11, it tells us how on the night in which Christ was betrayed, he had told his disciples to do this in remembrance of me. So think about that. He gave thanks and he broke bread and gave thanks when he was betrayed. Christ is always teaching and modeling. So he did this 2014 years ago, and we still do it today. We've talked about how a lie doesn't last for 2014 years. So I just want to take you through the first church, the apostles, and the credibility and the validity of Jesus Christ. When you are challenged out on your job in your schools, they're not going to attack God so much because they don't care what you worship. But when you bring up the name of Jesus Christ, that's where the issue starts. And what makes Jesus Christ so powerful? So I want to share a little bit of a light on that. Then we'll take communion, and then we'll have the message after the message. Amen?
Amen.
I believe I said Acts. Acts. What did I say?
Acts 5.
That's it. Acts 5 and 28. Amen. I did say that. So just a brief background, and when you get a chance, chapter 5 is an incredible chapter, but the disciples were thrown into prison because they would not stop talking about Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
They weren't concerned with their job or their 401k. They were concerned about teaching and preaching Jesus Christ, and they were thrown into prison because they wouldn't stop. Then miraculously, an angel released them from prison, and as soon as they got out, they went and continued preaching Jesus. So now they're confronted in verse 28. They say, did we not strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? Somebody underline this name. So you can teach in a lot of names, but they do not want you to teach in the name of Jesus. And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man's blood upon us. Although make a note in Matthew 27:25, they said, let his blood be upon us. But now they're changing their story, but that's okay. You study that on your own. Verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Somebody underline that. Yes, you can have a Bible study on your lunch break. Yes, you can have it on your breaks. They can't tell you that you can't study God on your time. Then here they are. They use their trial. Somebody make a note of this. They use their trial, their situation, their circumstance to glorify God. Verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, who you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Make sure you underline that. You receive the Holy Ghost as you are. You receive it when you accept Christ, but you're filled with it and it lives through you when you obey God.
Yes.
Underline that. Look how they use their trial. They're on trial here in front of these men, and they use it to glorify God and talk about what Jesus Christ did, not how bad their situation is or why you're doing this to me. They said, well, you know, God exalted him. You hung him on a tree, but we know that he forgives sins. And he fills those who are obedient with the Holy Spirit. I'm not even, that's just an introduction. Verse 33. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them, to kill the men. Then stood up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, a lawyer, a doctor, had a reputation among all the people and commanded to put forth the apostles a little space. Cut these guys some slack. So here's where I'm trying to go with what we're getting ready to do with communion. And verse 35, he said unto them, "Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do as touching these men." Verse 36, "For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves. But when he was killed, as many as obeyed him were scattered, and nothing happened." He said, verse 37, "And after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the census, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, everyone that followed and obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it comes to nothing." If Jesus Christ, if it's something that's about men, if it's man-made, it's going to come to nothing. Verse 39, "But if it's of God, you cannot overthrow it unless you happily or in vain you be found to even fight against God." God is telling somebody this morning, stop fighting me. Well, you've been fighting. God has a call on your life and you've been fighting it. Stop fighting against God. Amen. Amen. They had this conversation with the first church. This is approximately 2013 years ago. And here we are, 2014. Still going strong. Verse 40. "And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beat them, they commanded them that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go." Sounds like what they're trying to do to the church today. Stop talking about Jesus. We don't want to take him out of the schools, take him out of Congress, take him out of every. We don't mention the name of Jesus. You're offending me. And verse 41, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name." Oftentimes, family, you know, we suffer shame for a lot of things. But let's start suffering shame because we won't stop talking about Jesus. Let people talk about you at school, at work, in your family. Let them talk about you, not because of what we used to do, but because all we do now is talk about how great and how good Jesus Christ is. And how relevant and how alive Jesus Christ is. Amen? Amen. And then I love this. Look at verse 42. "And daily in the temple," then they just get beat. Then they just get released from jail, persecuted. Verse 42, "And daily in the temple and in every house." Let that be your house, family. That in your house, in every house, "they cease not to teach and preach that Jesus is the Christ." Amen. Somebody say amen. So when we take communion, we're not just, it's not a ritual. It's not just something we do. It's because God and Jesus Christ is real. Now turn with me quickly to 1 Corinthians 11. And verse 23. And Brother Bernie, Brother Clarence, you can pass out the sacraments. It's not just something we do. It's something that's real. 2014 years ago, Jesus Christ paid the price for us so that we could be free. Physical price. Yes, his body was broken. I was sharing with the men yesterday at the men's meeting how I was approached by a gentleman who wanted to know, is there another way other than Jesus? And in other religions, don't they teach good things? Yeah, but Jesus Christ was the only one that resurrected, split time in half. I remember sharing with that young man yesterday, Friday at the gym, that Now, you can take a trip to Israel and see all the evidence for yourself. It's still there. And Lord willing, we're planning a trip for November of next year. So we can go as a South Bay Abundant Life Church, a body of believers. And when you take communion at that empty tomb, it's nothing like it, Sister Hazel. It is one of the most amazing things I've ever done. And when you go inside that tomb and it's empty, you realize that something happened. Whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. But you cannot deny that something happened, Sister Wanda. And that tomb is empty. Christ split time in half. And family, use this whole new year as an opportunity. As we finish 2014 strong and 2015, people say Happy New Year and don't know why. It's a new year. Because 2014, getting ready to be 2015 years ago, Jesus split time in half. That's why it's a new year. It's not something somebody made up. We went from AD to BC. That's what makes it a new year. The Jewish calendar, they're still in 5774. They're still looking for this Messiah. But we've accepted the Messiah. We see how Jesus Christ was the ultimate sacrifice for us. Once and for all, we don't have to do goats and rams and doves and pigeons for the sin offering and the trespass offering and the peace offering. Christ was offered once and for all. First Corinthians 11 and 23. This is Paul talking. He says, "For I received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night," you should have that "same night" underlined, in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks. How can you be betrayed the same night and give thanks? Somebody say that's God. Amen. You know, we'd be betrayed and we'd be out to get somebody the same night. Maybe the next morning I'll ask for forgiveness. Amen. But that night, we got to handle some stuff that night. I'll ask God to forgive me in the morning. But Jesus set the example. He said the same night he broke bread and gave thanks. And said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." That's why we do it, because we were commanded by Christ to do it. Elevate that which represents his body. We do it because we were commanded by Christ to do it. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And family, he knew that we would have kids and spouses and marriages and divorce and pink slips and circumstances and situations and doctor's reports and crazy friends and crazy family members. He said, "Do this. Keep your life in perspective. Do this in remembrance of me. When all else seems like it's falling apart, remember that I died for your sins, that I'm coming back for you, that this is not a hoax or a joke. It's not Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. It's Jesus Christ, who split time in half, resurrected so that we could be free, died on the cross. Do this in remembrance. When your world seems to fall apart, come back to perspective. As Psalms 118:8 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than have confidence in man. When everyone else fails you, Jesus said, keep this in perspective. I'll never leave you or forsake you. Do this in remembrance of me. That's why we do it. So we can get our life back in perspective. Eat that which represents his body. And elevate that which represents his blood. And verse 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had drank, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Remember that I died for your sins and cleansed you, your past sins, your present sins, and your future sins." When you accept Christ, you're covered. And as Paul told him in the Romans, that's not a license to sin because we're covered. It's a license to grow closer to God because he's so good. But when we accept Christ, he died for our sins. And his blood covers us. and he allows us to be free from sin. That now you have a choice. Once you accept him, before you accepted him, you didn't have a choice. You did what your flesh and your mind and your body told you to. But once you accepted him, he covered your sins and freed you from sin. And now you and I, we have the choice to whether we choose to sin or not. But we thank God that his blood covered all of our sins. Let us drink that which represents his blood and the covenant in the New Testament. If you would, pass your containers to the center aisle. Thank you, brothers. And if you would just quickly stand and grab the person's hand next to you. Don't come across the aisles, just the one that's next to you. If you would, stand and grab somebody's hand who's next to you. And let's have just a quick minute or two of corporate prayer. If you would, bow your heads. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for dying for our sins, Lord. Thank you for resurrecting on that third day. Thank you for giving us the power over our flesh, Lord, where we don't have to do what it tells us to do, but now we can do what your Holy Spirit teaches us to do. We thank you for freedom, Lord, from death, hell, the grave, and sin, that we could live a righteous life through you, not of our own, but through you. We thank you for the opportunity to come to church today, Lord, to fellowship with like-minded believers. We thank you for our visitors who have come to join us today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you led them here, just like you've led all of us here. We thank you and we bless you, Lord, for watching over us and keeping us safe, Lord, from danger seen and unseen, Lord, protecting us, Lord. And thank you for getting us up this morning. It wasn't the kids or the alarm clock or the music or the big truck passing by, Lord, but it was your grace and your mercy, Lord, that allowed us to get up and see another beautiful day that you have made. We're so grateful and so careful to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. We don't take it for granted. So much has happened from Sunday to Sunday, Lord. So many things have happened. We have friends who have lost loved ones. People have been laid off their jobs. Relationships are being strained. Kids are leaving home and coming back. And God, just so much happens in a week's time. So we always like to pause and just pray together and say thank you together. We're thankful for this church. We're thankful for the Holy Spirit, which leads and guides and directs us, Lord. I'm thankful for the person whose hand I'm holding. Thankful for their situations and circumstances, Lord, that whatever happened has brought them here this morning. And I'm here holding their hand. And we're listening to the gospel of Jesus Christ together as we're trying to make sense of this world, as we're trying to navigate through this dark, dying, decaying, deceptive world. Lord, here we are holding hands saying, thank you, Jesus. Cover us. Keep us. Thank you for reminding us that you'll never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for reminding us that you've always been there. Thank you for reminding us, Lord, that you are real. So I thank you for this one whose hand I'm holding. I'm praying for their life. I'm praying for their gifts. I'm praying for their calling, praying for their ministry, praying for their kids, their grandkids, their family, their spouse, their fiance. I'm praying for their life right now, Lord, their hopes, their fears, their dreams, that they would cast all their cares upon you because you care for them. That if they would humble themselves before you, that you would lift them up at the right time, that they would trust in you like never before. That they would lean on you like never before. That they would surrender to you like never before. I'm praying for them right now, Lord. That you will open their hearts, open their eyes, open their minds so they can see how you've always been there. and you've always guided them. Let them just take a brief trip down memory lane. See how you've always provided. You've always been there, even in the midst of some of our toughest times, some of our scariest times, some of our worst times, God, you were always there. As we look back, we see that you've always been there. So based upon that, Lord, we thank you for our future. We thank you that you've always been there. You never leave us. I pray for their future right now, Lord, that as they commit to you, that you would show them things that they've never seen before, that you would lead, guide, and direct them as they commit to you, as they surrender all to you, Lord, that you would show them things and guide them places that they've never been, but you've always had for them. I'm praying for a heart and a life of surrender and commitment for all those who are touching hands this morning. I'm praying for them that they would finish 2014 strong. Don't wait to the new year to get it together, but they would make the commitment today to finish this year strong, walking with you, which will propel them into 2015 with you and a walk that they've never experienced before. Oh, I thank you for their life, and I thank you for them this morning. Holy Spirit, challenge us to live right and to be right and to do it right. This time to do it right, to walk with God and never leave and never turn our back on God, because he's never left us. Praying for a spirit of commitment and surrender upon the life of the one whose hand I'm holding. And I thank you for their life, Lord. And I bless them and bless their family, bless their kids, bless their job, their ministry, their walk. Bless them, Lord, that they would see that in the midst of their trials, they would give you glory and thank you and glorify you to anyone who would listen, not to a problem or a complaint, but to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will use my trial to glorify you, Lord. Oh, we love you on today, and we thank you, and we bless you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, family, we're going to try this really quickly. Take 2 minutes. And for our visitors, it's not the end of service. It's when we greet each other, and then we come right back and get the message, since we have the message. So especially greet our visitors, greet each other, 2 minutes. Amen. Hey, man, welcome home, brother. Yeah. Right.
Tomorrow.
You going tomorrow?
Maryland tomorrow.
Maryland?
For a week, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Saturday night.
Okay, okay. Hey, little mama, how you doing?
Good.
I recognize you.
Hey,
Violet. It does. It looks nice. Good to see you, Violet.
Hey. I have an interview with Trinity Law School November
12th. Oh, do you? Look at that. Isn't that something? I'm so glad. You're going to knock that out the park. Hey, little man. Going to knock that. What a blessing. Good to see you, man. What's your name?
Tion.
Tion. Good meeting you. Shake my hand, Tion. There you go. And good to see you.
Nice to see you.
God bless you. What a nice surprise. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
No problem.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
What's up, Cat?
Man. Good to see you. Cat in the hat. Yeah. I'm not going to even mess with you. I'll mess with you. Hey, right. I'll mess with you after service, okay? Hey, Enrique, give me a hug, man. Bree, is that you?
Yeah.
God bless you. Good to see you.
God bless you, too.
Hey, Pastor Carter.
Hey. Good to see you, Brother JJ.
We'll talk later.
Yes, sir. Hey, Anse. How you doing, Bonita?
Good.
You good?
Yeah. I'm a certified lifeguard now.
Are you? That is incredible.
That's why I missed the last 2 Sundays.
So okay, you're in class. Okay, you're out. Okay, okay. So you remember you got to invite me to your track, your swim meet. See, I was going to say track meet, but you're not going to be running in the water. You're going to be swimming in the water, right? That's a little different, huh? That's excellent, Anse. Congratulations. I'm proud to hear that. Hey.
Pastor.
Hey, Rose. Hey, Bernie. What's
How
up, big
man?
Bernie? Man, thank you for serving the community.
Yeah, no worries.
God bless you. Appreciate that. Hey, little mama.
Hi.
Lisa!
Hey,
Good morning.
Hey, Bonita. God bless you. Good to see you. You doing all right?
Yes.
Good, good. Sister Wanda.
Good morning.
Hey, beautiful. Good to see you.
It's good seeing you, too.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. Brother Randy.
Hey,
brother.
How you doing?
All good, right? Good. All we right. have a quick board meeting, too, after service, like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? Hey, D. This is Jay. Hey, man. God bless you,
God bless you. Thanks for having us.
Man.
Appreciate you, sir.
Glad to have you, man. Glad to have your whole family.
This is
my girlfriend, Sarai.
Hey, what's your name, man?
How are you?
Noah. Oh, I like that name. Noah. Sarai, God bless you. Good meeting you. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sasha. Hey. Yes. Look, I'm trying to make my way
I know.
Service going to be over. Hey, man. This is Aaron right here. Hey, hey.
My son is here. Like my oldest son is here.
Ooh, Isaac?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Beta, did I get a hug, Beta? Did I say hello?
Is that Mr. Carter? Not yet.
Hey, Serena. Hey. What's up, man? Come on, man. You got it. Man, you know I'm too old to walk down there, man. Good to see you. Doing all right? Good to see you, man. Good to see y'all. Hey,
man, you doing good?
Good to see you. You know we have a quick minute.
Uh-huh.
Quick, yeah.
That's right.
Right, yeah. Hey, and I've met you before. Hey. Wait, Christina.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Christina. You changed your hair color here, Christina.
I did.
Yeah, good to see you. And I recognize this little one, too. What's your name?
Joanne.
How you doing? What's your name?
Leanna.
Leanna? Give me. That's your sister? Yeah. That's your big sister?
She's 12.
She's 12. And how old are you, Joanna?
8.
You're 8? Wow. All right. Hey, sir. ¿Cómo se llama?
Amen.
Oh. ¿Cómo se llama?
Julian.
Julian.
Sí.
Welcome.
Vengo de Guatemala.
Ah, Guatemala. Sí. Okay.
Sí.
Gracias por venir aquí hoy.
De paso.
Sí. Sí. Uh-huh.
No muy English.
No muy.
Solo español.
Solo español solamente?
Sí.
Okay. Sí. Gracias por venir.
Sí. Uh-huh. Ahora me voy a quedar en el otro servicio.
Sí, sí. A las 11.
Ok.
Sí.
Mm-hmm.
De nada.
Yo le bendiga. Amén.
Sí, tú también. Gracias. Hey, how you doing? Hey, little mama. How you doing? You okay? Yeah?
She. In her own world.
Uh-huh.
All
right. Hey, brother. What's your name, man?
Robert.
Robert, God bless you, man.
Hey, man.
Good to see you, man.
I'm her regretta.
Been hanging out with the Chinese over
there? Oh, yeah. I was there for 2 months for work.
Wow.
So just got back like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, definitely. Well, let's talk after service, man. God bless you. And I will call upon your name.